My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Jeff Miller. He represents the Sunshine State's 1st Congressional District, and he's also chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Thought it was appropriate to get some thoughts from the chairman on this Memorial Day 2011. And, sir, it's great to have you with us today.
It's great to be with you.
Well, you certainly have a large responsibility in the House chairing the Veterans Affairs panel. I know your district contains Pensacola and other areas that are major military communities. On this day, before we get to the work of the committee, what comes to mind as you think about the many invaluable contributions of our veterans and our active duty forces?
Well, I think everybody understands that Memorial Day is the one day specifically in a year that we set aside for Americans to pay tribute to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. But I think it's also as important that we remember that these heroes, not just on Memorial Day, but each day of the year.
Talk a little bit about how significant this is in your district. As I mentioned, it contains Pensacola. It's a very military-proud district. So what is not only this day, as you mentioned, but throughout the year, what type of appreciation do you notice for the military throughout your district?
Well, not only do we have Pensacola, but certainly we have Whiting Field, Naval Air Station, Whiting Field, Eglin Air Force Base, Air Force Special Operations, the 7th Group. A lot of military, over 110,000 veterans, reside in the 1st Congressional District of Florida. So without question, each and every day, people are reminded of the sacrifices that both those in service to our country today and their families are making.
So these folks are heroes, obviously, but they're also your constituents on a daily basis. So what advice do they generally have for you in terms of what veterans most need and how you can best help the current forces as well?
Well, certainly veterans are worried about the same things that the average American is worried about right now, and that's our economy, the amount of spending in Washington. But certainly they want to make sure that there are jobs available for those who are returning from combat. And that's one of the things that we have been focusing on, is to try to find ways for veterans to find jobs, to make the system of care for those suffering from invisible wounds like PTSD and traumatic brain injury, that the care system is working properly. And some of the things that we've also been involved in have been the GI Bill. We made a big change post 9/11, which is something that has provided education benefits to service members for many, many years. And then, you know, probably one of the things that we've all focused on up here is restoring the trust and confidence at Arlington National Cemetery. There have been some things that have been done there, unfortunately, over the last few years that kind of put a dark cloud over that area of hallowed ground.
Do you believe, for the most part, the situation in Arlington is under control, or is there still some more answers that need to be given here?
I think there are going to be more answers and certainly many, many more questions. There has been a change in leadership. A lot of people don't understand, but the Veterans Administration does not oversee Arlington. It's actually the Army. And the VA has stepped in, is helping to train and make sure that they do some of the same things that the Veterans Administration does around the globe at our American cemeteries. And I'm watching it very closely because, you know, if it becomes more of a problem, I think we need to probably consider possibly shifting or at least studying a shift from the Army over to the VA.
We're talking with Florida Congressman Jeff Miller. He's chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, getting his thoughts on this Memorial Day 2011. And sir, we've obviously seen in just very recent years a major shift. Just earlier this year, we lost America's last World War I veteran. In the past 10 years, of course, we've gained a whole new generation of those who have many given their lives in service to this country, others who have come back wounded, and others who have certainly given every last bit of sweat and tears in Iraq and Afghanistan and now to some extent in Libya as well. What do you hope Americans appreciate about the service of all generations as they consider Memorial Day?
Well, I think there is no question that there is a renewed spirit and appreciation for those that have served this nation. Obviously, the conflicts that have been fought in Afghanistan and Iraq, and as you said, currently in Libya, they have been sent to do a mission. The American public supports them in performing their mission. And, you know, you can still see it as you walk through an airport, and I do it every week, where people are congratulating and thanking those that are wearing the uniform, whether they're going or coming from the theater of operation. And, you know, we've got some that didn't receive that welcome home. The Vietnam veterans certainly did not receive the welcome that they should have. And I think that, you know, it still is incumbent upon all of us to remember not only a Memorial Day, but certainly Veterans Day in November, those that have worn the uniform. Frank Buckles was an outstanding individual, the last living doughboy, passed away, and I was honored to be at his burial at Arlington.
Certainly a major step there in American history, losing the last doughboy, as you mentioned, and so many great American heroes now that we have to honor due to their service and ongoing service in multiple theaters in the War on Terror. Congressman, thank you for your thoughts on Memorial Day. We appreciate your time very much.
Thank you very much.
Florida Republican Congressman Jeff Miller represents Florida's 1st Congressional District. He's chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee.